Good morning. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good. This is on June 20th, 1937. We resemble God most when we forgive our neighbors. God is love, goodness, and mercy. Forgiveness, it doesn't mean forget. You may remember all the time, but your heart is open. Jesus, he knows everything. He remembers everything. But he forgot. That means to say, it's pardon, giving away. That's the word of Jesus. Every soul, and especially the soul of every religious, should reflect my mercy. She's the only one religious here. I'm secular. My heart overflows with compassion and mercy for all. The heart of my beloved must resemble mine. From her heart must spring the fountain of my mercy for souls. Otherwise, I will not acknowledge her as mine. Serious, eh? Heart for all, no exception, each one of them, although they are naughty sometimes, and not obedience, not always, complete obedience. On several occasions, I have learned how some religious defend their own glory under the pretext of being concerned for the glory of God. Whereas it is not a question of the glory of God, but of glory of self. O Jesus, how painful this has been for me. What secrets the day of your judgment will bring to light. How can one steal God's gifts? Many times we say we're doing for God's glory. But most of the time might be 99.9% of the time is for self. Do you agree? In the pretext of doing for God. Today I experience a good deal of sorrow because of a certain person. Any person, that is. On the basis of one true thing, she said many things which were fictitious. And because they were taken to be true and spread around the whole house, when the news reached my ears, my heart felt a twinge of pain. How can one abuse the goodness of others like that? Because they know the sister very good. I think one of the workers in the house, no? There are eight people. So they spread something negative. And everybody, they take for granted all the sister, just like all so genuine and believing everything. How can one abuse the goodness of others like that? But I resolved not to say a word in my defense and to show even greater kindness towards that person. You know, that person who spread the bad news, especially good for that person. I became aware, however, that I was not strong enough to bear this calmly, although she won't do it, but still inside is boiling. However, because the matter lingered on for weeks, because never ending, gossips, hurts. When I saw the storm building up and the wind beginning to blow, sent straight into my eyes, I went before the Blessed Sacrament and said to the Lord, Lord Jesus, I ask you to give me the strength of your actual grace, because I feel that I will not manage to survive this struggle. Shield me with your breath. The only thing, go to Jesus. You too. Anything wrong towards you, come to Jesus. Then I heard the words, do not fear, I am with you. When I left the altar, an extraordinary peace and power filled my soul, and a storm that was raging broke against my soul as against a rock, and the form of the storm fell on those who had raised it. Oh, how good is the Lord, who will reward each one according to his deed. Let every soul beg for the help of the actual grace, as sometimes ordinary grace is not enough. The times we have to ask for special grace. It is not an easy thing to bear sufferings joyfully, especially those which are unmerited. Fallen nature rebels, and although the intellects and will are above suffering, because they are able to do good to those who inflict suffering on them. I don't know where it's the kind of habit to the middle of this reading, always something touching my, not the heart, my throat. But when they see they cannot do anything by themselves, they quiet them and submit to the intellect and will. Like some kind of hideousness, they rush in and stir up a row, bent on making one obey them alone, so long as they are not curbed by the intellect and will. Anyway, forget about this passage. June 23rd, 1937. As I was praying before the Most Blessed Sacrament, my physical suffering ceased suddenly, and I heard this voice in my soul. You see, I can give you everything in one moment. I am not constrained by any law. Although you suffer all the time, if the will of Jesus diminish, finish. If it's continued, that's good for you. Take it as a gift. Don't complain all the time. June 24th, after Holy Communion, I heard these words. Know, my daughter, that in one moment I can give you everything that you needed for the fulfillment of this task. Spreading the good news of the divine mercy. It's hard. It's very hard. Nobody believed. Even her spiritual director, he suffered. Because many people thinking these people are idiots. Even today. When you talk about Medjugorje, when you talk about divine mercy, they don't say you are idiot, but they say superstitious at times. After these words, an extraordinary light remains in my soul. And all God's demands seem to me to be so simple that even a little child could carry them out. June 27, 1937. I saw the convent of the new congregation. She's still yearning for the new congregation. She says she will found a little congregation. It was a large and spacious building. I went from room to room observing everything. I saw that God's providence had provided for all that was necessary. The persons living in the convent were still wearing lay clothes, but a thoroughly religious spirit reigned there, and I was organizing everything just as the Lord wanted. All of a sudden, I heard a rebuke from one of our sisters. Sister, how can you carry out such works? I answered that it was not I, but the Lord working through me, and that I had the authorization for everything. During Mass, I received light and profound understanding concerning this whole work, and not a shadow of a doubt remained in my soul. The Lord gave me knowledge of His will under three aspects, so to say, but it all comes down to one. The first is that souls separated from the world will burn as an offering before God's throne and beg for mercy, for the whole world. And by the entreaties, they will obtain blessings for priests, and through their prayers, prepare the world for the final coming of Jesus. The second is prayer joined to the act of mercy. In particular, they will defend the souls of children against the spirit of evil. Prayer and merciful deeds are all that will be required for these souls, and even the poorest persons can be admitted to their number. And in this egoistic world, they will try to rouse up love, the mercy of Jesus. The third is prayer and deeds of mercy, without any obligation of taking vows. But by doing this, these persons will have a share in all merits and privileges of the whole congregation. Everyone in the whole world, in the world, can belong to this group. You see, I think this is a big congregation. I mean, each one of us who share this aspiration of Faustina, praying for priests, praying for children, and these people, they don't have to take vows, but people have good hearts to pray for, sacrifice for this world, for the needy person, so we can be part of this congregation. You lay close, so don't worry. You don't have to lay Jesus. Lay. Nearly. A member of this group ought to perform at least one act of mercy a day. Simple. Give your Boy Scout or Girl Guide one good act per day. At least one. But there can be many more, of course. Of such deeds can easily be carried out by anyone, even the very poorest. For there are three ways of performing an act of mercy: the merciful word, by forgiving, and by comforting. Secondly, if you can offer no word, then prayer. That too is mercy. And thirdly, deeds of mercy. And when the last day come, we shall be judged from this, and on this basis, we shall receive the eternal verdict. So, three ways: merciful words, but forgiving and comforting. If not, by prayer. Third, deeds of mercy. Words, prayer, and deeds. Three things. You can help people. God's floodgates have been opened for us. Let us want to take advantage of them before the day of God's justice arrives, and that will be a dreadful day. So this is still the time of mercy. Take advantage of this. A time of judgment comes. Not necessarily an last judgment, but the justice of God is at hand. So you can remember Our Lady in Medjugorje already for 30 years, not yet, 28 years, 29 years. Now, it's more and more people not believing. Even the people over there, they're so used to just the pilgrims getting money. They don't touch much the heart. It's a pity thing. And many, many people, in the beginning, might be you have this interest to listen to the teaching of Our Lady, you know. You remember the five stones of the Medjugorje? I mean, five ways of being a saint. And more now people lapsed, seeing nothing happen, and still the world is putting them, sucking them into the world. When I asked the Lord Jesus how he could tolerate so many sins and crimes and not punish them, the Lord answered me. Is it time? You don't want to listen to the word of the Lord? I have eternity for punishing, and so I'm prolonging the time of mercy for the sake of sinners. But woe to them if they do not recognize this time of my visitation. My daughter, secretary of my mercy, your duty is not only to write about and proclaim my mercy, but also to beg for this grace for them. Ask for forgiveness, so that they too may glorify my mercy. One more. I have eternity for punishing these, and so I'm prolonging the time of mercy for the sake of sinners. Jesus don't want the sinners to be all the time sinners. And he's like, in punishment for eternity, but still your time, only time, we have limited time. And just using this limited time, prolonged time, to give more mercy. But you have to respond. But woe to them if they do not recognize this time of my visitation. My daughter, secretary of my mercy, your duty is not only to write about and proclaim my mercy, but also to beg for this grace for them. So Faustina, her job, suffered, praying for. You know, she doesn't only write things. At the end, she cannot do much things. So weak. To beg for them, but grace for them, so that they too may glorify my mercy. So let us have this intention. If you like, you can join this congregation if a lay close and praying, and we have a good words, prayer, and good deeds.